not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and of course, we all watched the elections yesterday, and we know that the sun has risen today on a different world, but I just want to point out that everything is manipulated. I mean, it wasn't simply by coincidence that Bob Woodward's book came out, State of Denial, just before the election, that David Coe's book came out, pointing out that the Bush administration was using the evangelical Christians just before the election, that a homosexual prostitute came out just before the election to discredit Ted Haggard, that they suddenly found out about Representative Foley's indiscretions just before the election. If we understand we're being manipulated, that I believe that George Bush was put in office in part to discredit the Republican Party and everything it stands for, and of course to, I know, take us into this terrible war in the Middle East. And if you really think that terrible war in the Middle East is going to come to an abrupt end now that the Republicans are in power, why think again? Understand everything is planned ahead of time. As Edward Bernay had said, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed or ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. On the other hand, I personally am very glad that that the Republicans did lose, not because I would want to change the values of the Republican Party. It's simply that the Republican Party had changed its values, and after 6 years in total power of both houses and the presidency, they had intentionally done nothing about Roe versus Wade and nothing about partial birth abortion. It was all showbiz. Well, to discuss what's going on is our good friend Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you on this morning.
Well, let me get your take on what happened yesterday.
Well, I share your satisfaction as well that the false Republicans have been given a spanking, so to speak. Of course, I have no confidence whatsoever that the Democrats are going to do anything essentially different, except in one area, and which worries me. And that is, whenever the powers that be let the Democrats get back into office, it's always to pass a social agenda that would not pass otherwise, or that the Republicans couldn't get away with.
Sure.
And I don't think that much is going to change in Iraq. Let me cover that first. The Democrats have a five-point program that they mentioned on the news this morning. I can remember, I think, 4 points that talk about, one, reconciliation among the various ethnic parties within Iraq. Two, they talk about reconstruction, getting that back on track and finished. They talk about regionalism to make that work. Of course, you know, there's a dichotomy between regionalism and reconciliation. I think reconciliation is an impossibility given the hatred that has now been fomented in Iraq, which we talked about in one of our interviews yesterday. And but regionalism, frankly, is the only thing that will work if you actually give regional autonomy to the areas. The only question, regional autonomy, in fact, will work. It's the only thing that will work when you have a major ethnic conflict and hatred between ethnic groups, and you have a raw democracy where you're going to divide up the spoils of the productive class among the voters. Then there's always going to be tension between those ethnic classes trying to control the output of socialist democratic government. And the only way to stop that is simply separate all the ethnic groups out and give them their areas that they control and let them divided among themselves. You're going to have socialism, let them pay their own price, and not blame each other for ethnic conflict when the economy eventually goes downward, as it always does in a socialist government. Now, the only problem with that implementation is that you have a great many mixed marriages between Sunni and Shia in these areas, especially around Baghdad. But those people normally got along before Saddam Hussein. They got along during Saddam Hussein. They're still getting along. There's a fair amount of natural tolerance between Sunni and Shia in terms of those that have married other people and live in neighborhoods. It's only when they start trying to achieve dominance as an ethnic group, whether it's Shia or Sunni, that they start getting on the nerves of their neighbors and they start expelling them and have ethnic cleansing. And it's going on as we speak in Iraq. Now, the Democrats aren't going to be able to change any of that. They're going to pontificate. They're going to wait eagerly upon the Baker Report. And the Baker Report is part of that manipulation that you talk about. It's part of the manipulation of giving the appearance of change. There will be some specific implementations. And essentially, we're going to spin our wheels for 2 years looking to try to implement it, and it'll fail. It won't work. There's nothing really that's going to work in Iraq that any of them are willing to propose. And so our troops will remain. Things will continue to deteriorate. And we mustn't forget that there's going to be an attack on Iran which will simply obliterate this entire debate. It will suddenly mushroom into a huge Middle East war. And then the Democrats will be on board again, because they'll have to help the president prosecute the war, and all debate will be off. So I don't believe Iraq's going to change. I think Iran is going to be the key element that brings everybody back into the president's camp of continued intervention in the world, continued antagonization of the world, which is the globalist policy of the Bush administration. Bush is their puppet, but Rumsfeld and Cheney are going to keep those marching orders through. It's very interesting in the interviews with the top Democratic leaders that several of the pundits, who were gleeful, by the way, about, they were all smiles about the Democratic victories, for different reasons, of course, than you and I were, but they kept trying to press the Democrats, are you going to demand the ouster of Rumsfeld? And they kept hedging. They kept saying, well, certainly he doesn't have the support of the troops, he doesn't have the support of the generals, he doesn't have the support of the editorship of the Army, Navy, Marine Corps Times, all those influential military newspapers that came out in open rebellion calling for his resignation. The president has claimed that Rumsfeld is staying, and frankly, the Democrats can pontificate all they want, but Rumsfeld's going to stay, and I think he is going to stay because the purpose, one of the major purposes of this globalist administration, is to antagonize the world, antagonize many of the peoples, and polarize the United States. And how better to do it than to keep this stick-it-in-your-face attitude of George Bush versus public opinion. But the greatest danger, I see, is not Iraq, in the sense, because that's a foregone conclusion. The Democrats are not to change the essentials of Iraq. The greatest danger of the powers that be manipulating the Democrats back into markets to get a social agenda, and here's what's on the agenda this year. It's going to be health care. And this is very, very dangerous. I think what we're looking at is a national insurance system. And this is going to be as bad as Social Security in terms of a mandatory tax that you won't be able to evade. Now, there are many people, such as myself and my family, that don't use, frankly, we do not use the establishment medical system. Insurance does us no good. We don't want their drugs. We don't want their procedures. We have learned through time-honored ways of how to use natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrition to keep ourselves from being sick. We just don't need the medical establishment. And we've provided for our own rainy day funds so that if there is a surgical need, which really, frankly, very rarely has to happen. When you try to live right, you have the blessings of the Lord, and you eat right, and you keep your children controlled so they don't have accidents, teach them how to listen to conscience, all of those things play into the fact that there are a small minority of people whose rights will be violated egregiously by a mandated system of national health insurance, all in the name of helping these poor people who don't have any health insurance, who desperately want drugs. Well, that's not me. It's not for a lot of people, who's a growing number, who simply reject the entire mantra of the establishment medical drug-oriented system. And I realize I'm speaking to a medical doctor who's come from that system, but I don't think you totally buy into the medical establishment system either, do you, Dr. Stan?
No, but you do need a catastrophic policy in case you have to have a major bones surgery, or, you know, in case you have to get it into the system, you got to have some help with it. But I certainly agree that what we need is, of course, proper nutrition, and we would not have the disease we have today.
Well, but even in catastrophic, I mean, that's a foot in the door if they mandate everyone have catastrophic. And by the way,
I'm not suggesting mandatory. I mean, okay, as an individual, you should have it. I don't believe the federal government or anybody else should mandate it, because once they mandate it, then, of course, we'll have all sorts of problems. But for the protection of the individual family, you know, in case you do get trapped in the system, nobody can afford $5,000 a day. And that's without meals. Wait till they get the meals and an aspirin. Then it really gets high. So you need, individually, a catastrophic policy. And let me suggest everybody get one, but they're relatively cheap. They are now. Wait till, if the government gets into it, heaven help us all.
Well, they're actually not that cheap, Dr. Stan. It's in the thousands of dollars to have one of those catastrophic policy. And, you know, the problem with insurance is that insurance is one of the major causes of excessive insurance that the prices have risen. When people don't feel the pain of having to pay for their own medical bills, there is no demand to draw down or resistance to the price increases when insurance is paying for it. And for, as you know, many insurance companies actually like higher prices because they justify all the huge billions of dollars they keep in these state-regulated reserve funds. In order for them to keep that much in reserve, they have to justify it with higher prices. So there isn't any resistance on many of the insurance companies to keep prices lower as well. It's all about the bottom line, and at any rate, I just don't have any confidence on insurance being the saving grace that a lot of people think that it is. The real saving grace is for Americans to learn to live healthier, to stop eating so much, to stop eating junk food, and to learn the benefits of really good nutrition and natural herbal and supplement solutions to, and when I say supplements, I'm not in favor of supplementing everything. You know, there's a racket in the health food market of taking anywhere from any of the 150,000 micronutrients that are essential to health and supplementing every one of them. I mean, you've got a recipe there for creating a list of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of supplements that a person could buy every year to replace what good organic food will do for you, and even better. So, you know, I don't take a lot of supplements. I really believe in eating properly and exercising and living healthfully and providentially is the major defense. But it takes self-control. It takes listening to conscience. It takes the things, you know, we talked about yesterday, that following the little promptings and signals you get from God to avoid the junk and to get out and motivate you to exercise when you don't feel like it. And this is one of the major problems with America, is that we don't follow the basic two rules of conscience. And one of those, the primary rule, is you don't do anything you feel nervous about as to the correctness. We violate that all the time. People do. They feel nervous about business deal. They do it anyway, and they get into trouble, and they get into excess debt. They buy things they feel nervous about because they rationalize it and they get into it. And the other major feeling is our pushing feelings you get out of conscience, driving you to do things that you don't feel like doing that you know you should do. You know, we've become essentially very lazy and rationalistic about those two major signals from conscience. And this is where we're headed. You know, you can talk about being born again and religion and following the scriptures, and that can be a rule-making approach like anything else. But the ultimate bottom line between God and man are those little signals that come to conscience, prompting us to do the things we don't feel like doing, that we should be doing, and telling us, don't do certain things because it's not right or not quite right. And if we would follow those two major signals from the Lord, this whole world would go a lot better. and we might not lose our liberty. But without that, even our rulemaking approaches is failing our Christian churches as they fail to perceive the evil of some of their leaders who are sinning as they preach hypocritically the doctrines of God, such as Reverend Ted Haggard. Just unconscionable for a man to present what he did and do so with full hypocrisy, knowing that he was a homosexual and engaging in the grossest of immorality.
Well, we've got a real problem, and I certainly can share your concern. They're going to try to get this health care system through. It's going to sound great. It's going to bankrupt the society, but even that more, it's going to bankrupt the medical delivery system, which is on the verge of bankruptcy already. And I'm speaking of moral bankruptcy. I'm speaking, you know, of a system, and the doctors don't run the system runs the doctors, and in many instances is harmful to their patients.
Well, what I see, Dr. Stan, and this is what I fear the most, is that, you know, I'm fully convinced that the powers that be want a Republican Franklin Delano Roosevelt type in there. Hillary Clinton doesn't qualify, but, you know, a Giuliani or a McCain certainly qualifies of leading this nation in the next 8 years, sometime during that period when I think that this great war of retribution against the intervention of the United States, this World War III preemptive strike from Russia and China will hit us. And I think they want some great cheerleading type principle to take us into the new world order during that time. I don't think Hillary Clinton's the one to do that. But this probably is the reason why the powers that be have manipulated the Democrats back in power. They're going to have a period of time where they're going to fail, just like the Republicans, to resolve anything in Iraq. So it will set the stage for a return of the Republicans or to be able to, and that's why I think they're going to win the Senate. The Democrats are going to win the Senate as well. I think the powers that be want them to have a full, a full set of the levers of power so that they can be blamed for the inaction that occurs. Now, what will pass, and I think Bush will be recalcitrant about Iraq, but I think he'll be a compromiser, and for the good of working together and bipartisanship, he'll sign these social measures that the Democrats are going to push through the Congress and the Senate. And that's what really scares me. I think the powers that be use the Democrats to get increases in Social Security, to get tax increases, to get, as I say, this health care program, and then the Republicans will play like they're against it, but will capitulate to it in these backroom compromises, the kind that gave us the Military Commissions Act. These weren't compromises. These were just outright sellouts. The anti-torture bill was a sellout to torture. It ended up, you know, eviscerating all of the restrictions that McCain claimed that he wanted to put in that. And, of course, we have the John Warner Appropriations Act, which essentially took away posse comitatus, so that now the president can take control of the National Guard and use them internally at will. This is just a real massive loss for liberty under this Republican globalist administration. And now they've got a spanking in this, but it's not going to change, and what will change won't be to our benefit. That's what I'm predicting.
I think you're absolutely right. But on the other hand, I feel at least the people have come out and said, we're against the war. I believe most of this was about the war, and at least they got out of their lethargy and voted out one group of scoundrels and put in another group of scoundrels.
Well, as I say, you know, it's very easy to placate people's mild unrest, and this is not an avalanche of unrest. I mean, this really didn't change many of the Republicans. The Republicans voted as their normal voting patterns. What happened here is that almost 90% of the independents went over to the Democratic side, and that's, you know, we're about evenly split in the nation, and those independents swayed to the other side. I don't think, but maybe a handful of Republicans actually went over, you know, and voted to Democratic in certain areas, but certainly,
Joe,
you know,
all we can do is try to reach the people who we're supposed to reach and at least get them educated about the two-party system, Socialist Party A, Socialist Party B, and, you know, until this is a mass movement within the populace aware of the fact that there is a ruling elite that controls everything and is moving us towards this new world order, until we can get enough people, you know, to understand what's going on, nothing's going to change. When the vast majority of the people understand what's going on, at that point, perhaps we can recapture our constitutional republic, and perhaps we never will. Perhaps America will simply become a remembrance of things past, and these ideas of liberty will fade into the background. But we are called, you and I are both called, to do our best. That's all we can do.
Well, it's true. I must disabuse us of the notion, though, that if enough people knew, that it would turn around. We must not forget the example of Italy. Italy in 1992 had the biggest scandal they've ever known, where it was revealed that all of the political parties were in bed with the system of payoffs, and they actually threw the whole government out. And the government reformed itself under different political names, and all the same people were back in power within the next year. And the people thought they had change. It's just like the so-called fall of communism in Romania when Ceausescu left. You know, they had these people had positioned themselves as former communists turned anti-communist, and they were still communists.
Sure.
And people have no defense against this. They can be turned around at the position of change. There's just no substitute for, you know, people simply don't have the ability either to think through the things or to have the kind of tenacity it takes to go through and analyze the deceptive information they're getting from a mass news media. And when the Lord never allows voices such as yours to get to be or even to reach a large majority because of the controls that Satan has in very subtle ways and the evil men have in controlling the levers of power. I mean, let's face it, the majority of people are never going to have the smarts to be able to figure these things out on their own. I'm sorry to say that, but history has shown us for millennia that the majority of people simply don't have the intelligence or the time or the analytical skills to get through sophisticated deception. They simply don't do it. It takes leaders, and there's only one period of time in this whole history that the Lord has allowed the best and the brightest of the leaders to rise, and even then they barely made it, and that was during the Founding Father period of the Constitution. There's never been a time when we've had such a core of leaders allowed to rise to the very top. It's never happened before then, and it's never happened since then. That's how much of my minority we've ever had. And, you know, and that's because I think the Lord's purposes are more than just to save liberty. The Lord's purposes are to test the earth and to allow people to test and show what their real proclivities are. And so I am completely convinced, Dr. Stan, even though you're right, that we cannot stop and we cannot declare failure, we have to be realistic. If our people continue to hold out hope that we're going to turn this thing around as a nation through conservatism and through the same ways that we've done it, we're kidding ourselves. Conservatives need to prepare for the fall of this nation because it's coming. And the Lord's going to allow retribution to come. It's going to allow this attack of the world to come upon this nation. And we are going to suffer a nuclear attack someday. It's the mother of all terrorism. And I'm telling your audience that if you continue to think that listening to this or any other program, you know, is going to reverse what's happening, it's not going to reverse it. These are warning voices that we're giving to people to prepare. You know, if the takedown of the nation doesn't come, you're never hurt by preparing. But if you don't prepare before it comes, and when their nuclear weapons started to detonate and chemical and biological, you haven't prepared for those, and believe me, the preparation is significant. As I pointed out in a couple of my books, which are available on my website, joelskousen.com, you know, people need to be out of these major cities that are target areas. They need to be out of them. If they can't, you know, move by something out of some of these areas, and there's only about a dozen major cities that are so intrinsically connected to these target areas that people really should move. San Diego's one, Norfolk, Virginia's one, Seattle area is one, Colorado Springs is another, Omaha, Nebraska, there's, you know, a couple of, or about a dozen cities at least, Jacksonville, Florida, Washington, D.C. Those cities are going to be dead someday. People need to take action when they can. Now, I believe there's time. time to do things in moderation and to prepare. And there's time to gain extra funds and be judicious. You don't have to be hiding your whole head in the sand and avoiding what we should be doing during the relatively good times we still have.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes. If a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan here. At the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you and with your news, pardon me, with your World Affairs Brief, and perhaps even get a copy. And hopefully subscribe, of course.
Yes, the World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service of the issues that come up each week. It comes out every Friday. It's showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. That's www.worldaffairsbrief.com. Not only talks about the major headlines and issues of the current World Affairs Brief, but it also has a scrolling list of all of the top stories of each day, and these are pre-screened by my research staff so that you don't get the junk stories. You get the best of the public media out there, and then I analyze and further dissect what they don't tell you in those public stories in my World Affairs Brief. If you want a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief, the current one, which is normally with a modest subscription price, but if you want to, if you're going to decide whether or not to subscribe to my service, just send me an email to editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. and request a sample issue of the World Affairs Brief, and I'll be happy to send it out to you.
That's
also
editor,
on my,
editor
yes,
at worldaffairsbrief.com.
Editor at World Affairs Brief. Also on my website, lots of other free archival material, especially I concentrate on telling people about the major cover-ups our government has been involved in over the year, which is one of the best evidences that there is a conspiracy to deceive the American people, to take away liberty. It's through cover-ups that we essentially find that people are colluding together in order to lie to the American people and deceive them. And this is a major important thing for convincing others that all is not what we see in the news. On the left-hand side of my page in World Affairs Brief, you'll find information about my books. The two primary books are The Secure Home, 700-page book about everything you need to do to prepare to make your home more high security oriented and self-sufficient. Covers everything from generators to solar energy to high security construction of walls, windows, and doors. And it's a major area about how to build and construct secure rooms within the house that include fallout resistance and all of the self-contained energy features that you need to have a secure room, either against intrusion or against the ravages of war, as I think will come someday. The other major book is... Yes?
I was just going to say it's so interesting that at our local Costco, and I'm sure they have them all across the nation, suddenly they're offering 5-gallon plastic containers that contain a dehydrated and emergency food. And for $100, $150, why, you can pick up one of these, you know, it'll give you food to last your family for a week or 2 weeks. But the fact that suddenly these are being featured at Costco, you have to ask yourself, why? You know, is there a demand for them? Are they telling us, you better start preparing? And I believe we better start preparing. And this is one of the messages that we offer to our people and the things that they have to begin thinking about. And how can they get your books, Joel, if they want them? Do they do that at the same email address?
Yes, you can order the books through by talking to me at editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. There is an 800 number directly to my publisher for either The Secure Home or Strategic Relocation, my other bestseller, and that's Swift Publishing at 1-800-292-2935. That's 1-800-292-2935 to get either Strategic Relocation, or which is North American Guide to Safe Places, and The Secure Home. And there's a discount for buying both of the books together.
All right, fine.
Give Swift a call.
All right, fine. Well, what should we cover next?
Well, turning back to the election, let me just cover that there is probably one bright spot on the election, and that is that 7 out of the 8 states decided that they would go ahead and ban homosexual marriage as a legal option within the state, and so that did pass, except in Arizona, which is becoming more and more liberal as the Phoenix area grows to be the mega-tropolis that it is, and increasingly taking over the power of a normal conservative state. Now, Arizona has been a state, like Colorado, that has been the target of globalist takeover using Republicans or Democrats. Either they control them, they set up people who give a conservative message but consistently vote to permit illegal immigration, to permit anti-gun laws, to restrict people's property rights. So we've seen one tragedy after another in the legislatures of Colorado and Arizona over the years, and they've had some very liberal senators as well. Same thing is starting to happen in Montana, getting more liberal, as well as Idaho's even having trouble holding on to their conservative minority. It's just a real travesty to see how the slow compromise of conservatives is slowly watering down our ability to defend ourselves. Another bright spot in the election, however, is that most of the states that put up eminent domain restrictions on the ability of local governments to transfer in the name of eminent domain private property to another private party have been restricted. So this is good news. Not enough states have done it, but I think the movement is going in that direction. There are several states like Maine, Nebraska, and Oregon, which voters are capping the increases in state spending, similar to a measure approved in Colorado in 1992. Measure in Rhode Island would restore voting rights to felons on probation and parole, which I'm not sure I'm in favor of, but that's Nevada and Colorado are trying to legalize marijuana. That's trailing badly in the polls, and I don't think those things are going to pass. So there's lots of little ballot issues which are getting to be very, very important around the world. The costliest ballot campaign, of course, was again in California, $133 million spent on the fight over California's Proposition 87, which would tax companies drilling for oil in the state. Basically, California, as usual, is trying to rip off anything they can to promote, to throw billions of dollars into, you know, their favorite pet alternate energy schemes. And although I'm very much in favor of private use of alternate energy, I'm not in favor of big government getting into it and offering tax and financial incentives. Essentially, the people offering the products, for solar products, they simply raise their price to absorb the entire tax rebate that customers are supposedly getting out of this. And so it never really gets to the consumer.
Well, anyway, of course, if alternative energy was a really viable thing, you wouldn't have to have government subsidies for it. I mean, private enterprise would do it. It's cost-effective. Can it make money for them? They're not going into that any more than they're going into embryonic stem cell research. They're going into adult stem cell research, but not embryonic. So they've got to get the taxpayers, as they did here in California, to put up $3 billion for a program that just is not going to work because it's totally against physiology. But anyway, adult stem cells, great. Embryonic stem cells, a disaster, because they come from somebody else, and they get rejected. And then they put keratomas in, carry disease. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel to wrap up the program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen for the final segment of our program. The hour goes by so quickly, Joel, but you pick up. We've got about, 6 or 7 minutes before the end of the program.
Well, let's talk about how some of the Constitution Party people did. Probably the biggest high-profile race that we had for a third party was Mary Starrett in Oregon, running for governor. As of now, with about 80% of the vote, or 85% of the vote counted, the Constitution Party received about 4%, or 21,000 of the vote, outpolling both the Libertarian and Green parties at 1% each. So this was a major victory. Mary Starrett is a very well-spoken, articulate, intelligent woman, and she tapped into some real dissatisfaction. So that's, you know, it didn't break the double-digit 10% mark, which would have really sent rumbles through the machine, but 4% and 21,000 in Oregon is very, very respectable. Democrat Kulongowski, of course, won with 53%. Republican Saxon lost at 41%. But clearly that 4% took out, took from Saxon. So the Republicans essentially lost because of the Libertarian combined with, Constitution Party vote taking away 6% or 5 to 6% of Saxon's vote. So as I said in our previous interviews prior to the election, the only way that the true conservatives can get some political power in these days is to begin to target races, especially instead of just saying, well, we're going to throw our vote away or elect a Democrat if we, take away votes from the Republican. They need to do that because then Republicans and only then will the Republican hierarchy, for political purposes, not because they really believe us or want to do what's right, but for political purposes, we begin to listen to, constitutional conservative concerns and give us the time of day when they start to lose to Democrats because of losing their base of support. Now, realistically, I think probably our numbers, this is reflective, I think, of the numbers of true constitutional conservatives. We're looking about 3 to 5%, which altogether, if we had a parliamentary system, we could probably muster a few million people. But it's certainly not enough to take power. It never will be, just because people who take a strong, strict stand, whether it's in religion, whether it's in politics, truth has always got a very strong minority. It's very, very difficult to ever get the majority people unless they're, in the midst of a great crisis, unless, God through tribulation puts them under the gun. They never seem to want to repent. And even then, it doesn't seem to last long. As soon as the good times come back, they're corrupted again, morally and otherwise. But as you point out, we have to continue to just simply call for people to do what is right and to take a principled stand in elections, and I think that's what happened in Oregon, and frankly, I'm surprised that, it was this high, because clearly the Republican was damaged by this defection of the conservative Constitution Party people. 21,000 people, that's pretty respectable. That's larger, frankly, than all of the other Constitution Party, not all of them. They're probably going to get a total of about 400,000 votes totally around the nation. It's kind of a problem whereby the establishment doesn't even tell what the third-party votes are in the tally. They want this, simply to go away, unless they're manipulating, as they did with the Ross Perot candidacy, where they used that to get Clinton into office and to move George Bush back to the back bench. So I've had trouble, Dr. Stan, getting, numbers on the rest of the political parties or what the Constitution Party has done. But I'm sure within the next week, when all of the voters are, will get on the Constitution Party website and find out what they were able to do. How about in California?
This is the time when people have to start thinking about 2 years from now. And I just hope that the leaders of the Constitution Party will have an aggressive program to begin to use talk radio and education and the Internet to begin to reach people to understand what's really going on. I don't think they're doing a very good job of it. They're not addressing a lot of the things you and I address. They're simply talking about ideas rather than the people who are aligned against freedom.
Yes, you've got to attack pretty hard, and I think the opportunity will arise in the next 2 years for them to be able to paint. I mean, now it's one thing to have the Republicans being the major problem, which is a very difficult position for the Constitutional Party to attack the other conservative party. But now they'll be able to attack both parties equally as not being able to change this egregious foreign policy problem that we have. And they'll be able to specifically attack the Republicans and the Democrats for joining in a, electioneering bipartisanship to pass such a horrible thing as a mandatory health scheme. And so the opportunities are great for 2008 to make some real strides. Now, obviously, they're not going to win anything, but if they can make strides and get a base above the 10% mark across many key states in the Union, they can threaten the Republican establishment and slow down at least the loss of this freedom through getting the Republicans to stop such compromises that they're making. Hopefully, if they're smart enough, they can be able to expose at least within the Republican Party that the Bush people and the people who take over the national Republican headquarters are globalists and not real conservatives and not real Christians.
Well, I think that until people understand the spiritual forces which are energizing the leaders of both political parties, until people realize this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield, nothing is going to change.
Yes, and it's hard to implement, the understanding about a spiritual battle because as I say, people want to try to judge a spiritual battle based upon rules rather than listening to the Spirit telling them the warning points.
God bless. Thanks so very much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
My pleasure, Doctor.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when we need to mention that my ministry really is primarily listener-supported, and if any of you out there really believe as I do, we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Then what really motivates this whole movement to bring about a new world order and to destroy Christianity truly comes from the dark side. It is organized. They have meetings. They know exactly what they're doing. You can go to their website and read their material. Websites like that of the Lucius Trust and their various front organizations that tie into the CFR and the Bilderbergers and certainly the Trilateral Commission. But it is a worldwide spiritual conspiracy, satanic conspiracy. Now, if you have not yet read my August and September newsletters, please go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and pull them down. That's RadioLiberty.com, the August and September newsletters. They'll give you a background of what we're talking about, but we have so much other information in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Our three pamphlet set, The Occult Hierarchy, and you can go up on the Internet and even read articles written by members of the occult hierarchy or people affiliated with these beings, these spiritual beings that bridge the gap between the world in which we live and the other dimension. So go get the information from Radio Liberty, get our written material, and then understand how this all fits together. Now, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or help us or tell others about our ministry, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we've got some great new four tape sets. We have one certainly on this movement for the Security and Prosperity Partnership, my interviews with Dr. Jerome Corsi. I did a great interview with Dr. Corsi last night, and our material on the immigration scam. And remember, so much of what's going on in the Middle East is simply a diversion, so that we will not realize we're losing our freedom here at home. And as our boys fight and die for freedom in the Middle East, why, they have passed the John Warner Defense Act, they've passed the military new commission law that, of course, redefines torture, does away with the right of habeas corpus. They are going ahead and building new detention camps here in America. And if you doubt that, go to Google and simply type in Halliburton, $385 million detention camps, understand what's going on, and get our material on concentration camps, our four tapes special, or our concentration camp special. And here, Congressman Henry Gonzalez saying there really is a plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and to arrest Americans and put them in concentration camps. They've known for many years, people in Congress have known and trying to get the word out, but they can't. They do not have a voice like Radio Liberty. And we're heard on 60 different outlets every single week. A lot of them, Internet, shortwave, satellite, as many stations for half an hour a week, but at least a half an hour a week, people are hearing the truth. And if you'd like to be part of our team, we'd love to have you. So remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pull down our material, copy our material, and pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups
or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control.